unison at a crossroads near Kafaki. Industrially and politically, Britain's largest public sector union is under siege from the Tories' relentless austerity agenda. Internally, the union is mired in scandal. A leaked recording from the Greater London region led to allegations of interference into the recent General Secretary election by senior paid employees of the union in favour of the incumbent Dave Prentice. Unison employees are forbidden in the union's rulebook to campaign in elections, unless it is in their spare time. Further leaks of emails, allegedly from Assistant General Secretary Cliff Williams, appear to show campaigning on behalf of Dave Prentice by employees of the union outside of the Greater London region. Democracy. These revelations have raised serious questions about the integrity of Unison's democratic procedures. Despite Dave Prentice's recent victory in the General Secretary election, is it still possible there can be change at the top of the union? Opposition to the Prentice Group has been growing over a number of years in the union. The group suffered its first serious reverse with the defeat of the witch hunt of four Socialist Party members on trumped-up charges of racism. Out of the anti-witch hunt campaign, came Reclaim the Union RTU. RTU is a loose alliance of left groups and activists that agreed to stand under a common banner for elections. An important organizing principle of RTU is the consensus method, where candidates' election slates can only be put together if all parties are in agreement. This has been vital in keeping together an often fractious left. It also acts as an example to other forces in the union, who might not have been traditionally aligned to the left. It can help to reassure them that they would not be railroaded into anything that they did not agree with, should they look to cooperate with the left in the future. Under the RTU banner, the left made steady, if unspectacular, progress in elections. However, the most significant change in the direction of the union came from within the Prentice camp. Following an underwhelming pay deal in 2014, a layer of activists began to move into open opposition to Prentice and the union's leadership. This came to a head following the disastrous local government pay campaign for 2015-16. Pay. Manchester branch initiated a successful move for a special recall conference on the pay offer. Against the recommendation of Prentice loyalists, conference voted for a supplementary pay claim in 2016. It was the most serious reversal for the union leadership in years. In parallel to the pay dispute, there was a realignment of the local government service group executive SGE. Former supporters of Prentice, supported by the left, now had a majority over Prentice loyalists. Last month, on the initiative of Socialist Party members, the SGE voted to back the call for councils to implement a legal no-cuts budget. The current local government SGE is a model of what Unison as a whole could become, where different groups in the union work together to put forward a fighting program. The General Secretary election in late 2015 presented the best opportunity in 20 years to bring about change in the union. Unfortunately, a series of short-sighted mistakes meant this opportunity was not grasped. Heather Wakefield's decision to run for General Secretary was a significant moment in the battle to change the union leadership. Her candidacy represented a serious split in the leadership of Unison. Her background as head of local government, and as a former Prentice supporter, meant she would probably gain more votes from members tired of the Prentice regime, but not yet ready to back a candidate coming from the long-standing left. As the only female candidate in the race, she would also be a powerful draw in a union of 80% women members. No cuts budgets. Socialist Party members in Unison have had differences with Heather Wakefield in the past over issues like industrial action and the witch hunt. We continue to have differences over the question of no-cuts budgets for councils. However, for the reasons given above, it was felt at the time that she was potentially a major threat to Dave Prentice. If she were the sole candidate facing Prentice, then it might be possible to defeat him. If there was to be a three- or four-way battle for votes, then Prentice would be the inevitable victor. For that reason, Socialist Party members began to open up a dialogue to see if a single anti-Prentice candidate could be agreed. This was widely derided by supporters of the other left candidate, John Burgess. Completely misunderstanding the significance of Wakefield's candidacy, they argued she was no different to Prentice and would only take votes from him, allowing a left candidate to come through the middle and win. On the initiative of Socialist Party member Roger Bannister, a meeting was held on the 14th of October with Heather Wakefield and John Burgess. This was in the period after the close of nominations the 9th of October, but before the closing date, to withdraw a candidacy the 16th of October. Roger Bannister offered to withdraw if a single anti-Prentice candidate could be achieved. After an hour of discussion, John Burgess announced he had no intention of withdrawing as he had no mandate to do so from his supporters. He then declared that Roger Bannister and Heather Wakefield were welcome to support his campaign, and left the meeting. In the end, John Burgess came last with Heather Wakefield coming second, taking votes off all three candidates' C-box, but with Roger Bannister receiving a very good 16,853 votes, 12.6%. The question marks that hang over the General Secretary election will have damaging effects for Unison, as long as Dave Prentice is in charge. They will hamper the union's ability to wage an industrial and political campaign to defend its members from the Tories' austerity agenda. So far, the right-wing press has paid little attention to the scandal. That will quickly change if the union finds itself in a confrontation with the employers. This poses the question of what to do next for all those seeking change in Unison. In the view of the Socialist Party, this begins with a coming together of all anti-Prentice forces in the union, with the supporters of Heather Wakefield playing a prominent role. While there may not be full agreement on every point of program, there exists enough agreement on issues like democracy and the union and the need for Unison to play a more high-profile role in the fight against austerity for there to be the beginnings of a discussion on how to change the union. There is an urgent need for all anti-Prentice forces in the union to meet together, possibly at National Conference 21st-24th June, and begin to hammer out a broader coalition to change the direction of the union. Socialist Party members in Unison stand ready to do whatever is needed to make this coalition a reality. Election scandal. The General Secretary election scandal has generated two investigations, an internal one headed up by Assistant General Secretary Ags Roger McKenzie, and another external investigation by the Electoral Reform Societies. There are a number of complaints before the Trade Union Certification Officer. This report is now available on the union's website. It concluded there were some valid complaints. However, citing the low vote for Prentice in the London region and the margin of his victory, it concluded this did not have a decisive effect on the outcome of the election, and therefore there were no grounds to rerun the election. Anti-Prentice candidate. It is worth noting in passing that, if a single anti-Prentice candidate could have been achieved, then Prentice victory, if he had won at all, would have been narrower, possibly making a refusal to rerun the election harder to justify. The report also said it could find no evidence that Dave Prentice had any knowledge of the actions of Unison staff in regards to rule breaking. Superficially, Dave Prentice seems to have been cleared by this. Nonetheless, the report leaves many questions unanswered. In total, there's received 157 complaints, 31 of which were deemed valid, while 40 were deemed invalid. In 86 complaints, there's made no findings at all, citing the fact they were currently under an internal investigation headed up by Ags Roger McKenzie. 83 of these complaints relate to the leaked recording of staff in the Greater London region that appears to show them organizing to win nominations for Dave Prentice's campaign. The investigation by McKenzie has been complicated by the leaked emails from his fellow Ags Cliff Williams. Unison has 5 unelected Assistant General Secretaries. Their diligent work allows Dave Prentice time to pursue other non-General Secretary functions, like his paid non-executive directorship of the Bank of England. The leaked emails, if they prove to be authentic, seem to indicate Ags Williams directing operations for the campaign to re-elect Dave Prentice, known as Team Dave. One prominent Team Dave member included in the email chain is none other than Ags Roger McKenzie. The emails contain campaigning advice for Team Dave, including the eyebrow-raising suggestion it may be that in some circumstances you may be able to help to circumvent hostile branches by covertly working with sympathetic employer contacts. Another interesting revelation from the emails is the presence of Mark Ferguson in the email chain. Ferguson was the campaign manager for Blairite candidate Liz Kendall during her bid for leadership of the Labour Party. He has since been given a prominent job in Unison's policy department. Jeremy Corbyn. During the Labour leadership election, Prentice loudly supported the bid of Jeremy Corbyn, a campaign that was popular among Unison members. What are they to make of a key Kendall supporter's involvement in Dave Prentice's campaign? What effect will this have on Dave Prentice's support for Jeremy Corbyn's anti-austerity politics? Unison General Secretary election, declared on the 17th of December 2015. Roger Bannister, 16,853, 12.6%. John Burgess, 15,573, 11.6%. Dave Prentice, 66,155, 49.4%. Heather Wakefield, 35,433, 26.4%. Socialist Party program for a fighting and democratic Unison. The election of all senior full-time officials of the union, including the Assistant General Secretary's elected officials, to take no more than the average wage of a Unison member, an end to undemocratic interference into branch democracy by full-time officials, to lead a fight in defense of local government and the NHS through a program of national coordinated action against cuts and privatization, support the junior doctors, for a meeting of all health unions, to discuss coordinated strike action across the NHS, for a national demonstration in defense of the NHS, for a national campaign in defense of Dockers, the system by which unions are deducted from members' wages. Unison bureaucracy unmasked. £5 plus postage to defend the four-story. Available from Leftbooks. P.O. Box 24697, London E11, 1 Yard. 020-8988-8789. www.leftbooks.co.uk. Bookshop at socialistparty.org.uk.